Greetings, WMBM family. This is Dr. Nelson Adams. Welcome to Health Talk, an insightful conversation with colleagues and other professionals who are passionate in helping us in the areas of our physical, mental, financial, and most importantly, our spiritual health. Because when you've got your health, you've got just about everything. And now, Health Talk.
Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You better come on, choir.
Hold to his hand.
God's unchanging hand.
God's unchanging hand.
You better
bring
your hopes on things
eternal.
You better
hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Margaret.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Nelson Adams with another edition of Health Talk. In fact, this is a special edition of Health Talk. You know, when you've got your health, you've got just about everything. And when we talk about health, we're not just talking about your physical health, but we mean your mental health, your financial health, and certainly your spiritual health. We started this show a long time ago now, more than a decade ago, and we always began recognizing from whence our help and our health comes. With that thought in mind, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for everything before we ask you for anything. We know that we're here not because we've been so good, not because we're so smart, not because we've got so much money, but it's because of your grace and your mercy, and for that we give thanks. We pause today and ask that you continue to bless us, not so that we might boast, but so that we might be a blessing to others. Let this show encourage, inspire, and enable somebody to attain and then to maintain their good health. It is in the name above every name that we pray, we give thanks, and ask it all. In the name of the great physician, his name is Jesus. Those who love the Lord, wherever you are, simply join me in saying amen.
Amen.
And so we're glad to be back. And, you know, health is wealth. And so often we fail to recognize the importance of our health. It's been said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And this month is a special month. In fact, the focus of this month is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. But, you know, that tees up a broader conversation, and it really introduces what we want to talk about today, and that's men's health, particularly black men's health. I'm a black man. I've got two guests with me today who are black men, and all of us have stories to tell. All of us have a journey, and all of us are here to advocate and to encourage us to do the right thing. Martin King reminded us in one of his talks that the time is always right to do that which is right. And one of the things that clearly is right is for us to take better care of ourselves. Today we want to talk a little bit about taking a loved one to the doctor. The Health Foundation of South Florida has been around since the early 90s after the sale of Cedars Hospital, has started a campaign that launched initially in Broward County and was impactful there and is now moved into Dade County, and we are very excited about that. Why this matters? Well, I'm glad you asked. Black men are 1.7 times more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer than white men. They're also 2.1 times more likely to die from the disease. Early detection saves lives. Regular screenings, preventive care, make all of the difference in the world. This campaign, Take Your Loved One to the Doctor, is a part of the Health Foundation of South Florida's Black Health Summit in Action initiative. The goal is to get at least 250 black men in Overtown, as we focused on Dade County now, to take the pledge and prioritize their health. The pledge commits to men to schedule a doctor's appointment within 90 days, to bring someone they care about with them, and to break the cycle of delayed or avoided medical care. Today I've got two very special guests. They're both a gentleman, they're both scholars, and they're both my friends. And I'm glad to introduce both of them, and they're going to share a little bit about their story, and then we will take a deeper dive into what this initiative is all about. The first is Dexter Bridgman. Most of you know him. He certainly needs no introduction. Mr. Bridgman is the CEO and founder of MIA Media Group, LLC. It's the largest distributor of media content celebrating the achievements of Florida's black community. It was established in 2004. The company operates across digital and broadcast platforms, publishing Legacy Miami, Legacy South Florida, and MIA Magazine. The Legacy publications focus on business, politics, education, and culture for South Florida's black community. Let me welcome to all of you here in South Florida and around the state, around this nation, and because we stream all over the world, this is a worldwide audience that we're talking to. Let me introduce you now to my friend, Dexter Bridgman. Dexter.
My pleasure to be here. How are you today, sir?
Good to see you, sir. You to share with us a little bit, if you would, Dex. I know, you know, each of us have a journey, and you and I are sort of the same cohort. Truth be told, I'm several years older than you, but we have crossed that 50-year mark. We've crossed the 60-year mark, and I've even crossed the 70-year mark. And things begin to change as we get older, particularly as it relates to health. I know you've had some challenges in regard to your own health, and share with us a little bit about what you've experienced and why you think such a campaign to take a loved one to the doctor is important.
It is so super important. You know, as you age, things, your body changes, and yeah, you develop issues with your body and that you are not familiar with, that's never happened before. You know, you slow down, your metabolism. I turned 50. I end up getting type 2 diabetes and hypertension, and didn't see either one of them. You know, it wasn't like I had a magical wand or whatever the case may be to tell me that I was, you know, going to be diagnosed with either one of those two. I didn't have any symptoms or anything of that nature. But what came out of this was the fact that I did end up going to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed me with those particular types of illnesses. And I just can't imagine if you don't go to the doctor and you're not seeing a doctor or physician on a regular basis, I could have died but with having those two afflictions and just keep on, you know, doing what I'm doing and, because we're all creatures of habits. So I would have kept on eating the way I was. I could have kept on just my lifestyle would have been the same way and not knowing that I'm killing myself. And I would have never realized had I not gone to a doctor. Now, and I will say this, and shame on me, I did not start going to the doctor on a regular basis until I was 50.
Wow.
And then everything changed. So I'm there every 6 months, and it seems like there's something being developed that wasn't there before, but is there today. And again, as they say in your profession, if you can find it early, you can prevent it, hopefully, or correct?
Sure.
And, you know, I don't have any diseases that are cancer or anything of that nature, but they're serious enough that I could potentially have died from. You know, I'm dealing with a prostate issue now that I just cannot imagine if you don't have medical attention how you could ever deal with this.
So very important. And Dexter, thank you for sharing some of your personal journey. One of the things that seems to bubble up not infrequently is the fact that even when we do have access to care, even when we can afford care, even when we know better, we sometimes don't always do better. You know, our next guest is somebody who understands the importance of encouragement, of advocacy, of education. He, too, as I said earlier, is a gentleman. He's a scholar. He is my friend. Dwight Bullitt, he really needs no introduction. He's a household name here in South Florida and throughout the state of Florida and beyond. He's done so much for so many for so long. He's still a young man, born in 1977, but he has institutional knowledge because his parents were givers and were part of this community. And he got it honest. Dexter was actually born in Philadelphia, but South Florida is home. Since 2000, Dwight Bullitt has taught social studies at local high school. Following his tenure in the Florida Senate, Bullitt began working for the New Florida Majority, which later became Florida Rising. He currently serves as the senior political advisor for that statewide not-for-profit. He continues to do so much for so many and to advocate not for some, but for Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. Dwight Bullitt, talk to us.
Definitely appreciate the invite, Doc. And really the reason I'm here is because what we hear, heard from Dexter's story is so common in our community. Folks who oftentimes find themselves believing that they're invincible. But I would also stress that generationally, access, encouragement to go to the doctor has not been as common in the Black community as it's been in other communities. And there are several factors for that. One, of course, is this kind of distrust of the medical profession. And as someone who taught history for a number of years, I completely understand where that distrust, where the legends and the myths around how we've been treated or mistreated as the Black community as relates to access to medicine or the lack thereof. And so I just want to remind folks, and you know this, Dr. Adams, that there are medical professionals that do have our best interests in mind, that opportunities to access, whether it's nurse practitioners, doctors, mental health professionals who look like us, who are from our community, who really do have our best interests in mind, do exist. Because too often, as Dexter pointed out, we wait until the urgency is there, until we find ourselves knocking at, knocking at the door of potential real harm before we get active about getting the medical help that we deserve. You know, I had a health scare in my late 30s that was a bit of a shock to the system. After my mom's passing, I felt like my whole world was out of whack, but I had the benefit of having continually gone to the doctor on a regular basis. What I would remind my brothers out there is that if you have not already found a GP or a general practitioner, look for one. Those opportunities are out there. We have the benefit now of telehealth. So if you're concerned about, accessing it in person, you have a multitude of options that are available. But I would stress even further for our sisters out there, for people who are concerned about the Black men in their life, the importance of this initiative, this Take Your Loved One to the Doctor, is so critical, especially at this juncture. We talked about prostate awareness, but, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we know too oftentimes that there are people who are suffering in silence for a number of different things. So this initiative is so timely to make sure that we're activating our community to go out and seek the help that they need.
You know, thanks so much, Dwight and Dexter, for those remarks. You know, we ascribe as physicians to the notion of disease prevention and health promotion. Nevertheless, black folk, in particular black men, just don't go to the doctor. So part of the reason the Health Foundation of South Florida thought it important to sort of beat that drum loud and clear again and to go into the highways and byways, if you will. We're going to barbershops and street corners and parks to talk to men one-on-one. There has been a trust issue as well. And sometimes we hear the conversation related to trusted messengers. Dexter, communication is what you do.
Correct. I
mean, that has been your life. You've made it on all platforms available and accessible to folk of color and others throughout our community. How can you help us with this trust issue? We view what comes out of legacy and out of MIA. We view you as a trusted messenger. Is there a way for you and your organization to help us get the word out? This is not just a seasonal thing. This is not just about the month of September. But this is every health is wealth. Everybody wants to be wealthy, tangible things, but also wealthy in spirit. We want to feel good. We want to look good. We want to smell good. We want to have things that are good. That often begins with physical health. How do we deal with this trust issue and encourage folk, even folk who are well-educated like yourself, to seek care? After all, I said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Help us with that. How do we better communicate?
Wow. That is, you said a lot. And it starts with shows like this and initiatives like this. And, you know, Dwight said a lot from a historical perspective. We all know about the Tuskegee experiment and what have you. And if you don't out there, then you need to Google it and read it. But at the same time, you know, we can't just always say, okay, that's the way it was, and that's the way it is today. And because that's foolish. It's like all these people who get cancer, and they try to use these holistic methods that they never work. You know, I think the founder of Apple, what's my man's name? Founder of Apple.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. He tried all these holistic methods and he said on his deathbed, I believe, his one regret is that he tried that. He didn't utilize modern technology or modern medicine. He feels that he would have been alive today had he done that. My point being, specifically what I can do and what I will pledge to do is I will pledge to work with the Health Foundation and other organizations pro bono, where I will create advertising in my publication, in my media platforms, to try to convince our black men and our community to go to see a doctor, a physician, to get yourself checked out. Because I can only point to myself. I'm not going to point to you or Dwight or anyone else. I can point to myself and say, you know, I could have died from a lack of not knowledge, as you said, because I know the importance of seeing a doctor, but I didn't.
Sure.
I didn't because I didn't think it was anything wrong. And at 50 years old, how could you, you know, I mean, not that I was living a life of, you know, eating the Mediterranean diet or exercising every day, but I'm like, okay, I feel fine. That's not good enough. Sure. That's not good enough.
You know that's a story that we hear over and over, and I can't thank you enough for partnering. It's, you know, collaboration is the key. None of us can do it all. WMBM has done a great job over the years. They can't do it by themselves. Correct. MIA, your media group, has done a lot. Can't do it by the health foundation. Can't, the doctors can't do it. It takes all of us, and that rising tide will raise all of the ships. You know, Dwight, let me come your way a little bit. Yeah, it's a popular song out now. Boots on the ground. You know, where the fans at? You know, and you have been boots on the ground in so many ways. Oftentimes, you know, efforts are lofty in terms of their goals and what they want to do. But sometimes if you can break it down to the least common denominator, keep it simple, keep it plain, and showing the relationship between good health and wealth. In other words, oftentimes we don't value, it's been said, you know, I'll use this old saying, that you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. Dexter didn't realize the real value of what he had until he began to have some health challenges. That happens so often. As a chief advocate, if you will, as a senior political advisor, and folks, hear me well. Politics has its place. We need to make sure that our politics is healthy too, because policy is what dictates so many things. In healthcare, we talk about health itself. We talk about the social determinants of health, where you live, the environment that you're in, your education, the air you breathe, the water that you drink, whether or not you're in a safe place. All of those things impact your health. But also, there's something called the political determinants of health. Policy matters, and a lot of the work that you have done has been at that level, but you also recognize that it's not just at the top, it has to be at the bottom too. Help us understand how, you know, and this take a level into the doctor effort is really about that. It's really about advocacy. And I, before I tee you up a little bit more, let me say this. Even preachers get it. I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one. So it's not always what you say. Maya Angelou got it right. It's not always what you do. It's how you make people feel. We've got to make people feel empowered, that it's the thing to do, the right thing to do, so that they can be the influencers that they already are. Some people don't want to be role models. Well, you are a role model. Your kids are looking up to you. Others in the community are looking up to you. You don't know the value that you have. And if you can do better, hopefully others will do better because they're looking up to you. Talk to me about advocacy and how we all must play a part.
Yeah, I believe it was Frederick Douglass that said, I didn't see the value of prayer until I started praying with my feet, right? You know, we actually have to take action to make real change occur. And so I thank you, Dr. Adams, for kind of lifting this up, because a lot of people don't appreciate, and we hear the controversy, unfortunately, around the tenure of President Obama. What I want to remind folks is that until the Affordable Care Act was passed, you had legitimate discrimination against what are considered kind of pervasive, quote-unquote, black diseases, right? Meaning that people could deny you coverage for the presence of diabetes, hypertension, sickle cell. And so what the Affordable Care Act presented then was the ability now for people who generationally could not get health care access to have access to preventative care. And so I just want to remind folks that it's just that recent that that we've been able to benefit from that. Remember, the Affordable Care Act was passed 2009. So we're talking about less than 20 years that we've had really fluid access to those things. And so for people in our communities who are looking, you no longer have that excuse, right, to say, well, what was this or what was that or things of the past. And like I said earlier, we have people who look like us. You know, I heard recently, and this is, and I trust black women when they say this, right, that doctors, sister said, doctors are to black women what police are to black men. So we understand the dangers of the denial, of the failure to recognize the pain and challenges that our sisters go through in terms of people not recognizing their pain, not picking up on the things that matter to them. But that is also why it is important for us to engage with medical professionals who look like us, come from our communities. And again, emphasizing your tenure, Dr. Adams, as someone in this field, you know all too well, folks who are, you know, coming to your office for the first time, you know, whether it's prenatal care, whether it was folks who had gone 30, 40 years without sitting with a doctor and getting just a general checkup. Sure. But we have to push past that. We also have to do our research, do our due diligence, understand that, unfortunately, racism still exists writ large. So it still exists in spaces like medicine. But that should not preclude us from making sure that we're checking up on ourselves. Because, again, if we're disproportionately affected by things like diabetes and hypertension and prostate cancer and, fallopian cancer for our sisters out there, it then becomes incumbent on us as a community to do our due diligence to make sure that we're around longer, that we're here for our children, grandchildren, etc., and to do the research to find those that are looking out for our best interest and not just make the assumption that because someone has an MD behind their name that they know all that they should. Absolutely. About it. And so, again, part of the concept of taking your loved one to the doctor is the fact that this has to be a family, a generational kind of concept, something where we're now, you know, walking our children into these doctor's offices, creating a pathway for them to want to learn more about it, that we're taking care of our parents and our elders and making sure that they know that there's someone looking out for them so they're not taken advantage of. So it's bigger, as it's always been for us in our community, than just the individual. It's about the collective and the community needing this care and making sure that we're really taking care of each other.
You know, thank you so much, Dwight. It really is about we the people. Come on, Dexter.
I just wanted to say one thing that Dwight said about finding a doctor that's black. I can tell you that all my doctors are black. Now, I had knee surgery a couple of years ago. I had to go with what my plan had, you know what I mean? But other than that, my general doctor, all my ENT, all my doctors are black. And I made it a point for that because that's important to me. That's very important to me. I feel that black doctors, they understand you. They understand our history. And I feel very comfortable. And I think that says a lot, having that comfort with your doctor.
Absolutely. You know, and thank you both so very much. Let me just kind of summarize a couple things. First of all, I don't want to miss a point that Dwight brought up, and that's women. Women are the healthcare providers of the family. And a big part of this Take the Loved One to the Doctor message is really for women to continue to encourage your sons, your husbands, your uncles, your fathers to seek medical attention. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. There are a lot of other organizations. This is really boots on the ground. We need the churches involved. We need the fraternities and sororities involved, social organizations. We need everybody to recognize the importance of health, because when you have it, you've got just about everything. You know, for years and years now, we've talked about the importance of health, and we want to say thank you to the Health Foundation of South Florida for this campaign. You know, it's not novel. Tom Joyner, years ago, had to take a loved one to the doctor. We are reinvigorating it. It's already gotten a great start in Broward County, up in Coral Springs. And now it's in Overtown. We're hitting the barbershops, we're hitting the parks, we're hitting places where folk are. We want to get at least 250 folk to take that pledge, a pledge to schedule a doctor's appointment within 30 days, a pledge to take somebody else with you when you go, and to break this cycle of delayed or avoided medical care. Now is the time. If not now, then when? If not us, then who? Let me close in the way I've always closed our Health Talk segments, and that's by encouraging us to do at least five things. These are prescriptions that are right. The first one is to eat right. 5 or 6 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day. Exercise at least 30 minutes every other day. If you can do it every day, that's even better. Avoid toxins, tobacco, alcohol, illicit drugs, even prescription drugs if they weren't prescribed by you. Safer sexual practices. If you are not in a mutually monogamous relationship, you've got to use condoms, not just some of the time, but all of the time. And finally, R&R. You got to get rest and relaxation so that you can be restored, so that you can fight the good fight. Now is the time. We need you now more than ever before, and we need you to be healthy. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This has been Health Talk. We want everybody to remember that when you've got your health, you've got just about everything. Once again, we want to thank so much our special guests today, Dwight Bullitt and Dexter Bridgman, for their input and for imparting super knowledge on us today. Until next time, peace.
You've been tuning in to Health Talk, an insightful conversation hosted by Dr. Nelson Adams and other professionals who are passionate in helping us in the areas of our physical, mental, financial, and most importantly, our spiritual health. Because when you've got your health, you've got just about everything. Email your comments and questions to WMBM@WMBM.com and tune in next Thursday at 4:30 p.m. right here on Gospel AM 1490 WMBM.